Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Megan Wagner and Vicki Thompson from Thomas P. Miller and Associates, a national workforce and economic development consulting firm who just this year was recognized by the United States Department of Labor as apprenticeship ambassadors, and you got to love that. And Megan and Vicki, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, certainly appreciate the both of you taking time to be with us here today and looking forward to hearing from you both. So for starters, Megan, if you would, please start by telling us about Thomas P. Miller and Associates, or TPMA, to kick things off today.
Well, thank you so much. TPMA, Thomas P. Miller and Associates, we are a business consulting firm based out of originally Indianapolis, Indiana. However, we are remotely all across the nation. Our consulting expertise areas are workforce development, economic development, research and evaluation, and we also sprinkle in implementation strategies for diversity, equity, inclusion. So we really have a heart for making an impact, not only within our communities from within where we live, but also across the nation, being collaborative and thinking strategically and acting sustainably.
And that is certainly tremendous. And while I have you, Megan, also, what is Apprenticeship Week, and why should industries and the labor market in general pay attention to this week?
Well, thank you for asking. National Apprenticeship Week, and shall I say registered apprenticeships, that really is, I've been saying it all week, it's our love language at TPMA, but that is a nationwide celebration where industry, labor and equity, workforce and education, and also government leaders host events to showcase the successes and value of registered apprenticeship programs. Really, you know, we like working with employers to help engage them and learn more about work-based learning programs that can help build their talent pipelines. Also working with individuals and helping them to understand, like, you know, hey, you can go into a registered apprenticeship program to increase your skill set, but really earn while you learn. So it's a big deal.
It certainly is, and we certainly appreciate all you do on behalf of Thomas P. Miller and Associates in regards to the Apprenticeship Week. We do appreciate it. Now, Vicki, great to have you with us as well. And I understand Thomas P. Miller and Associates, or TPMA, is an apprenticeship ambassador, and we mentioned that earlier. And congratulations on the nod by the United States Department of Labor. What does that mean, actually, and what does it all entail? Get into the details, if you would.
Sure, Eric. So, well, first of all, TPMA is one of only 200 organizations that were selected to serve in this initial cohort of the U.S. Department of Labor's apprenticeship ambassadors, and we take that very seriously. I mean, it is a commitment to serve as a champion in promoting, expanding, and diversifying registered apprenticeship programs. And so for our part, and every organization has committed to certain things that they'll do throughout this next year to promote and do those things that I just mentioned, TPMA has committed to hosting some meetings and some conferences, recruiting additional apprenticeship ambassadors, because the Department of Labor wants to grow how many ambassadors there are, participating in National Apprenticeship Week, which we did yesterday with a live webinar on pre-apprenticeship programs and some organizations that we're working with in Northwest Ohio for that, conducting outreach to businesses and employers within our industry and our supply chain. And we've done that as well as far as helping organizations get started with pre-apprenticeship programs, participating with regional convenings and industry with the Department of Labor. And then one thing that we're doing, which is really behooves us and shows that we really are supportive, is that the Department of Labor displays TPMA's logo on their websites and promotional materials to let people know that we are an apprenticeship ambassador. And so we have a number of things that we'll be doing throughout this next year, and some things we've already started on, and we're only 5 months in.
Again, that is quite exciting, and congratulations once again on your recognition by the United States Department of Labor in that regard. Today, we're joined by Megan Wagner and Vicki Thompson from Thomas P. Miller and Associates, a national workforce and economic development consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question, Vicki, as well. Why are apprenticeships in the U.S. less common than they are in other countries? And should there be an effort to create more apprenticeships within the U.S.?
Yeah, this is a great question. There are different levels to it, right? There are different facets to how to answer this question. But let me start by saying this. You know, Americans fell into the belief that only college graduates could be successful and earn a good income. And when we fell into that belief, and everybody wanted to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to go to college. So our education system does not dictate who can go to college. So we don't have a system that separates those with hands-on skill talent versus those academically gifted. So we keep all our students together through all 12 years of school, except for those who may attend, you know, secondary schooling with career technical education. So our system in and of itself doesn't really lend itself to apprenticeship, registered apprenticeship programs. You know, other countries kind of do this separating of students, you know, while they're in middle school. We don't have that in our country because people can have their own free choice as to, you know, what they want to do with their career and that kind of thing. So that's one thing that makes it challenging. The other thing is that employers have this false belief that if they invest into employees, they're going to leave them, right? Because, you know, we do live in a society that's very mobile and people can find other jobs. But the truth is that 93% of apprentices who complete an apprenticeship, they retain their employment with that employer. And so, you know, getting rid of some of those falsehoods that people have about registered apprenticeship programs can go a long way into growing apprenticeship programs. And then lastly, you know, we have had apprenticeship programs that have traditionally been suited to manufacturing and building trades industries, but we need to expand the breadth of apprenticeship into other careers. And so for the second part of your question, yes, we do need to grow registered apprenticeship through understanding as to what it is and that jobs with apprenticeship programs do lead to very successful careers and good incomes. And those are things that we need to work on, and we need to be able to expand the breadth of what where registered apprenticeships are and not just fall into that they have to be only manufacturing or only construction trades. Those have been very good for us in the United States, but we need to expand that into other careers.
Yeah, really appreciate the feedback there. That is most helpful. Thanks, Vicki. Now, what are the other current initiatives TPMA is currently undertaking? Talk to us about that as well.
So at TPMA, we are always, you know, looking to partner with not only just our clients, but other stakeholders, you know, in the workforce development and economic development industry and sectors. Currently, actually, I just returned from Arkansas with one of my colleagues working with Rural LISC there in the Delta. We were brought in to help support the creation of an apprenticeship toolkit that's being created for the Delta, and also looking forward to going back there and helping to build upon that toolkit, and then also engage with the employers there and really educate them and really act as technical assistance to support them in their apprenticeship journey. We currently also are working with the Pennsylvania Department of Labor, currently still as ambassadors of apprenticeship for them, really acting upon and getting in the trenches, working closely and holding the hands of the employers as they continue to build upon their apprenticeship journey. So that's some of the things that we're doing as well. And Vicki has an extensive background too as well with work that she's done through our apprenticeship initiative grant that we had a few years back that she's continuing to work on as well through other client work that she's done.
Yeah, and I would just like to add to that, like kind of round it out with what we're doing internally and the things that we do and how that does affect our projects, because TPMA continues to demonstrate its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion by making sure that in our proposals that we include these types of elements in them. And we also make sure that we ourselves are diversified when we look at what we look like, the diversity within the firm itself and how that's grown in the last few years. And that's kudos to Tom Miller and his commitment to that. And then also internally, TPMA encourages the staff to volunteer in their communities and provides paid time off to do so. So it's part of our culture to assist communities in a variety of ways, whether it's DEI or it's doing things to actually help our communities to be able to grow and that type of thing. So TPMA really does have this culture within itself to be able to make a difference in our communities.
Again, we want to thank you both for what you do and for joining us here today, not only for what you do, but what you have accomplished so far and the plans of what you have in store for next year. That is pretty awesome. And again, we thank you for the update and all the information shared. Where can listeners get more information on Thomas P. Miller and Associates online, and how could they be in contact as well?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.tpma-inc.com. So tpma-inc.com.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Megan and Vicki, all the best. Thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Certainly was my pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with both Megan Wagner and Vicki Thompson from Thomas P. Miller & Associates, the national workforce and economic development consulting firm. And for all the details, simply visit tpma-inc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.